The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen. Amen. Today's daf is being studied in the Nishmat Marat Zekenati Yafa Bat Sara ve'Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied in Fuas Shalema, Moshe Ben Dina, ve'Natan בן שולמית. אין לה נפלא להם. שפת הנפש ושפת הגוף ואתם כנבא לבא וכן ינא סוף ונאמר אמן בביגן תלעי דף ונון ה' עמוד ב' And we are starting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. תניא, we have a bright אמר ביהושע, ארבעה דברים העושה אותם פטור בדיני אדם וחיה מדיני שמיים. There are four items that if a person does these items, he is פטור בדיני אדם, which they cannot get him in a court. In a betin, they will not mechayev him. However, in dinei shamayim, they are going to hold him liable. Rashi says, medinei adam, kasavat gerama benezikin patur. Because all these cases over here are going to be gerama. Non-direct, indirect damages. And therefore, this shita is holding that an indirect damage, or known as a gerama, is patur, medinei adam. But in shamayim, they're going to make hashbon with him. The Elohen. הפורס גדר בפני בהמת חברו. Number one, he knocks down the fence in front of his friend's animal. Now the animal goes out and damages. So you cause an indirect damage. You didn't take the animal and go cause the damage. You just knocked down his fence, thereby causing the animal to go damaged. Therefore, פטור מן האדם. And she says, ויצתה בהמה וברחה. Oh, forget about it. The animal just ran away. Forget about damaging. The guy lost his animal. Next case, והכופף קמתו של חברו בפני הדלקה, which means there was a fire somewhere, so the guy came along and he tilted his friend's wheat towards the fire. So therefore that the fire should attract to it, and therefore חייב את השמיים again. והסוחר עדי שקר להעיד, he hires false witnesses to testify in order to take money out of somebody. And therefore, he didn't do it directly. Somebody else did. He hired the witnesses. And therefore, they obligated him money. So you caused your friend a loss. He knows testimony for his friend. But he doesn't go testify. And as a result of it, the guy loses money. Because he didn't go testify. Because you knew Eidut. You knew that this guy, Reuven, owes Shimon money. So if you would have went to testify, Reuven would pay. Now you didn't go testify, Reuven's not paying. Shimon loses. But that's a gerama. You didn't do it directly, indirectly. Those are the four cases. The Gemara is going to go to each one of the cases one at a time. Amar Mor, we have a statement. We're going to analyze it. Haporetz geder b'fne b'mat havero. He knocked down the fence. He was poretz geder in front of his friend's animal. What's the case? If we're talking about a regular solid wall, and the guy knocked down the wall, b'dine adam nameh mechayev. That she says, Miha Akotel. What do you mean? You should be high up on the wall. You knocked down the guy's wall. There should be a payment on the wall. And that's Biadai. That you cannot say it's a Gerama. Forget about the animal. If the wall is a solid wall, you're high up over there. Which means you would not have made a statement and said, Patur bide Adam, Vahayabi de Shamayim, in a case where the wall was a solid wall. You're high up with the Adam as well. So that cannot be the case. Ela Bekotel Ra'ua. We're talking about over here. A wall that was coming down anyway. The wall was ra'uwa. Therefore, you didn't damage the wall. But the damage was that you caused the guy's animal to get lost. But you didn't do that directly. Therefore, gerama. Patur bidin adam, chayav bidin shamayim. Next case. Amar mor, we learned earlier. Akofef kamato shel chaviro b'fnei hadeleka. You tilted the wheat. The stalks. Of your friend towards the fire, hechi dame. What is the case? Ilema de matyale, beruach mesuya, which means If the fire would reach now this stalks in a normal wind, b'dinei adam namen hayev. So the guy should be hayev b'dinei adam, which means you did. That's the normal din of ish. You put the guy's stalks in harm's way where it was normal for it to get damaged. So it should be hayev. Rashi says hare b'yadayim hivair. That's like doing it by a dive. You put the guy's wheat in the way of a fire that's going to get there in normal winds. That's considered already by a dive. You should be hayav. Ela de matya beruach she'ena mesuya. Must be we're talking about where the fire would only get there in ruach she'ena mesuya. That she says demidi de lo salka adatai, which means he didn't anticipate that such a thing was going to happen, but still. His kavana was to put his friend's wheat or stalks towards that direction where the fire was. He just didn't think the fire was going to get there, and the fire did get there. He's not considered an onus in this case. The Mefarshim say, "Ubishaas shekafaf adayin lo nishbar ruach shena mesuya." So there wasn't even a ruach mesuya at the time that he was kofef, because if that was the case over there, he would be considered a total onus. באופן זה אין זו פשיעה, שכן זה דבר שאינו עולה על דעתו, ולכן הוא פטור בדיני אדם. However, he still חייב בדיני שמה, because he did do something to his friend's wheat that brought it into the way of the fire. ורבי אשר אמר, תמון אתבר. Different case. You know what the case of the stalks are? תמון. He covered the guy's stalks. משום דשביה תמון באש. By covering the guy's stalks, what's the deen now? The law is, something that is covered, ish is not responsible for. Ish is only responsible, we didn't learn that yet, but we're going to learn, ish is only, maybe we did, ish is only responsible for things that are galui. Okay? But things that are covered, that are underneath, are patu. So what did he do? He covered his friend's field. Now a fire came. So what happens? The guy who made the fire doesn't have to pay now, because this guy covered the field. So therefore he made his friend's field tamun. Therefore you cause them a damage. But it's an indirect damage. You didn't do anything to the field itself. You just covered it. Look at Rashi. Tamun itmar. Shekisa kamat havero besadinim. You covered the guy's field with clothes. Kishra'a deleka itzla. Well, you saw a fire coming, so you covered it. Vehu lo shalach et abe'ira. You didn't make the fire. The fire was coming out. Veshaviyat tamun vegaram nafsid et alizak vodiftor et amavir. Right now, you cause the one that made the fire to be patur ala tamun ba'esh. So therefore, he's going to be hayav bedine shamayim. So he's gorem. Okay, only hayav bedine shamayim. Right, because he did not make the fire himself. But I continues amar mor hasocher aede sheker. You hired false witnesses. Hegidame ilema lenafshe. If you hired the false witnesses, meaning for himself, to try to extract money illegally. So what's the question? He knows he stole money as a result of these witnesses. He has to pay money. He has to pay back the money that he took illegally. Oh, must be talking about where he hired false witnesses to go testify against his friend. And now as a result of it, they... charged, the Beit Din made this guy pay money. So the Gemara says, "Lechavre sachar ayde sheker leotzi mane mireuven leshimon." Right? In order to do that, I guess you can ask the same question, which means Beit Din now should know. I guess, and he never said. You have to say, and he never told anybody that he hired the false witnesses. So therefore, the Betin doesn't know to take out the money, but the guy's going to be hayav bidei shamayim. Which means to say that if the guy hires false witnesses and says Reuven owes money to Shimon, and the Betin buys the witnesses, and Reuven now pays money to Shimon. Okay, so this, as a result of this false situation over there, he caused Reuven a loss. Okay, now either. Why doesn't Beit Din just tell Shimon give back the money? If he would tell them to give back the money, then the guy who hired the witness would not even be hayav bidei shamayim. Even bidei shamayim would not be hayav, because he fixed everything. Either you have to say Shimon's not around, either Shimon doesn't have money,
to pay back, or Beit Din never knows that these guys were actually false witnesses. The only guy that knows is the guy that did it. So in that case, she's going to be Hayav B'dinei Shamayim. That says the Tosafot. Continues, Vayodeya Edut Lahaviro Ve'enu Me'idlo. Guy knows testimony for his friend, and he doesn't testify. B'may Askinan. What are we talking about over here? Ilema Be'betre. If we're talking about that there's two witnesses, which means that he could have testified with, let's say, another witness, and therefore to get two witnesses over here, pshita deoraitahu im lo yagid venasa avono, which means look at that shi over here. We have a law over here that says what? You have to go testify, especially if there's another witness available, and you'll be the second witness, and therefore you're going to help your friend, you know, get money that's coming to him, and you don't show up. The Torah says, "Im lo yagid," if you don't say, then I say, "Avono," you're going to carry your sin. So vaday you're going to be hayav bidei shamayim. I don't need a pasuk. I don't need a gemara to tell me hayav bidei shamayim. If he was the second witness for the sa'avon, if you have a chance to be the second witness, which is the key witness that makes the testimony valid, and you don't testify, the sa'avon, she brings it down. Talking about two witnesses when it says, even though yagid betreka mishtai medekapid ahagada mashba sheilu magidim mitchayev ze mamon, right? Vod kai malanko makom shenemar ed harekan shnei edim. It says over there in the pasuk ed, we have a general rule. Anytime it says ed, it means shnei edim. So therefore, even though yagid menasa avonod, which means he had a chance to become a test an ed, meaning a second ed, and he didn't do it. So vaday is hayav b'dei shamayim. I don't need a gemara to tell me that. Gemara says, Ela behad. Oh, what's the case over here? The case is about it's one witness. He's the only witness. Now let's analyze. If he's the only witness and he knows Edut and his friend, you cannot take money out of a guy with one witness. So he came to Beit Din. Beit Din, Reuven owes money to Shimon. What are they going to tell him? Go home. No, not, one witness is not going to cause any monetary situation. So what do you mean? Patur b'dine Adam. Of course, patur b'dine Adam. There's no. You didn't cause a loss. Mm-hmm. No, but the pshat is once one witness comes and says Reuven has to make a shivua. Now one witness forces a shivua. Now Reuven's not going to want to swear. So you know what Reuven's going to say? You know what? I'll pay. So therefore, by you not going, you actually cause Shimon a loss. Because Reuven would have paid and not sweared, therefore you're a goreim, therefore you're hayav b'dinei shamayim, but you're still patur b'dinei adam. Ela b'had. Good. Comes the Gemara and says, v'tur eka. Oh, these are the only cases you're able to think of. We can think of some more cases where you're going to be hayav b'dinei shamayim and patur b'dinei adam. What are they? Skip the parentheses. Ha'oseh melacha b'meh hatat. Okay, we have the waters of the hatat. That's the parah adumah waters that they used to sprinkle on people that are tameh, things like that. So you're not allowed to do work with it. Let's say you did work with tameh hatat, it renders them pasul. What did you do, for example? You used it as a weight. Let's say you know the weight, you put it on the scale, and then you measure something against it. So that's also considered a gerama. Okay? Parat hatat, a regular. You did something with the parah adumah itself. You're not allowed to work the para aduma. So also, if you did something like that, you're going to be patur min dinei adam v'hayav b'dinei shamayim. Why would it be patur min adam? Rashi says, because it's a hezek she'enu nikar. You did a damage that's not recognizable. It's not like I took the waters and put it on the ground. That's already a mazik b'yadayim. Here, the waters are intact. I didn't even take a drop of the waters. I just did something that's not evident in the waters themselves. But it's something that possesses the water. When I use the water as a weight, can anybody tell that I use it as a weight? No. When I put a load on the para aduma for a minute, does anybody know I did that? No. But what? Let's consider it again about that. Because it says zekshen onikar. Therefore, we have a rule. Hezek she'en onikar la shemeh hezek. It's not considered hezek. That you could be hayab, meaning be there. Adam, but you'll be hayab b'dir shamayim. Va'ika, we have another case. Hanoten sam ha'mavet b'fnei be'emat havero patum b'dir adam v'hayab b'dir shamayim. You put poison in front of your friend's animal. Guy wants to kill his friend's animal. So he goes, he puts poison in the animal's food. He didn't kill a bear, die. But bottom line, you cause the animal to die. That's also considered a gerama. Ve'aika, another case. You sent a fire in the end of the hayresh, shoteh, ve'katan. Batumin re'adam ve'hayam bedine shamayim. Ve'aika, you have another case. Ha'mav'it et havero. You went and you screamed in your friend's ear. You scared him, basically. That would happen. He went deaf as a result of it. Batul midire adam v'chayav midire shamayim. Now she says, takar lo be'ozno pitom. Right? You're scared. Boom, in his ear. You shocked him. U'ba'atot de lo avid b'ma'aseh b'gufo. You didn't touch him. You didn't do a ma'aseh b'gufo. And we learned in Masechet Kedushin, if you remember, the Gemara said, the reason why you patul midire adam, because the guy let himself get scared. He let himself get affected by the scaring, and therefore you only a gerama, therefore you're going to be patur. Vaika, another case. Nishpira kado birshut rabim. Guy was walking in the rishut rabim. What happened? He tripped and his kad fell on the floor. Velo salka, and he didn't pick it up. Nafla gemalo, or his camel fell. Velo yamidad, he didn't pick it up. Rabbi Meir mechayev bezekan. Rabbi Meir says you have to pay. Rachamim omrim patur b'dine adam v'chayav b'dine shamayim. Because if you remember, we learned this case early in the Gemara. We said like this: when a person, let's say, is walking in the reshut rabim and he trips, so that's called nitkal. The sheila is nitkal a posheya or not? Rachamim hold nitkal when a guy trips and he can't get up. It takes some time to get up. Now let's say as a result of him tripping over there, or let's say the case of Nishbera Kado, he was walking, he tripped and his kad broke and fell in the Reshut Rabim. Now somebody gets damaged on the kad. Since you were Nitkal, you didn't do it on purpose, Nitkal Lav Poshayahu. And therefore, according to the Hachamim, you're going to be Patub in Adam, and Hayab is, because you're not considered a Posh, because the guy tripped. It's one thing if he took his kad and broke it in the Reshut Rabim on purpose. But since he was Nitkal, it came through a... but tripping, so therefore, you're going to be patur b'dinei adam, and you're going to be hayav b'dinei shamayim. Or, another case is talking about, let's say he fell. Like a guy fell, and we're talking about now, he had a chance to pick it up. Or, let's say the first 2 minutes, let's say, you got to give him a chance to pick up the pieces. So, during that time over there, he's already considered patur, because we say nitkal is lav posheya. Now let's say you're after that time, where you had time to pick it up. Why are you still patur? Because we're talking about a case where the guy made it hifkir. And we're going according to the opinion that says that if you make the board, the hifkir, you're going to be patur. But you're only be patur with the adam, but you're not going to be patur, you're going to be patur with the adam, and hayab with the shamayim. So bottom line, the Gemara is saying, there's a lot of cases of patur with the adam and hayab with the shamayim. Why did you only tell me four? So the Gemara says, in. Yeah, you're right. Mia ika tuva. There's a lot of cases. The ani itzdirichale. But the four cases that we said, we need those cases because there's a chidush in all those four cases. Ma'ude tema medine shamayim namelo lechayev kamashu alan. I would have thought in the four cases that we enumerated that you'd be patur even bide shamayim kamashu alan. That no. Now we have to go back to the four cases. Why would I think that you'd be patur bedine shamayim in those cases? So Gemara goes back to them, each one individually. Haporetz geder b'fne be'mat chavero. The first case was what? You knocked down the fence. Ma'u detema kevan delemistireka e ma'avid. You knocked down a fence that was coming down anyway. Right? Didn't we learn like that? So what did you do with Zakakol? So I would have thought, what? Bidine shamayim name lo lechayev kamash malam. So that's the solution in that case. So you knock down a fence that was coming down anyway. Let's say, what did I do? The thing was going to break anyway sooner or later. So therefore, maybe even bidine shamayim, the animal was coming out eventually because the fence was going to fall. So what did he do? You are chayav bidine shamayim. He's giving you a reason why you had to tell me that case. So I would have thought, since anyway the fence was coming down, it's a dilapidated fence, it was going to break anyway. So what's the guy doing, Saka called? He was mekarevet a little, but it was going to happen. So if I would think, maybe you patur, kamash malan? Nope, I don't mean you were mekarev the fence a little earlier to come down, and if the animal went out and you caused them a loss, you're going to be chayav bedine shamayim. Next case, akufef kamato shel chavero nameh. He tilted his friend's stalks towards the fire. Now the tema, he could come along and say like this. And what type of wind did we say came? Oruach she'ena misuya, an uncommon wind that he couldn't anticipate. Because if he could anticipate the wind, tayamidin adam. So Gemara says, lema miyavayadara da'ateruach she'ena misuya. I didn't anticipate that ruach she'ena misuya was going to come over there. What do you want from me? And therefore, b'dinei shamayim namidu lachayev. Maybe she be patu b'dinei shamayim as well. Kamash ma'alam, he is in the rabbi. Rav Asher, da'aman ha'me tamun itmar. Quite Rav Asher, we know in the case, he's talking about where he went and he covered his friend's field and he made it tamun. As a result, when the fire came, now the mav'id does not have to pay. You caused me a loss. Where should I cover my field? You made it tamun. Ma'u de tema, he could say, ana kesuye kasite ni'alak. So I'm trying to do you a favor. I covered your field so the fire won't burn it. And therefore, I would say, still, even so, bottom line, he did cause his friend an indirect loss, and therefore, he is going to be high. He says, listen, I didn't want it to be so flammable. I wanted to slow it down, the damage, so I covered it. Thank you very much. But as a result of it, now you caused me a total loss if he has to pay. But we said he hires false witnesses. So I would have thought, what do we hide false witnesses to testify against his friend? Now what? Two witnesses walk into Betin, Rabotai, Reuven, Osmani, Tishimon. Okay? So therefore he caused Reuven a loss. He's responsible for this over here. He's Grama. I didn't take money out of Reuven's pocket, but I hired the Edim. Hadush in this case. The Hadush, as you said, what's the Hadush? Lema devrei harav devrei talmid, devrei bishomim. He can come along and tell say, who asked these witnesses to listen to me? We have a general rule. They went to false. They should have told me no. God tells them don't testify falsely. I'm only the Talmid. I told them, go do it. Who asked them to listen to me for? And therefore, I would have thought that what? That afidu b'dinei shamayim namelo lechayev. You can't even get me. B'dinei shamayim. Kamash ma'alan. That even so, since they did testify and he facilitated the testimony by causing them to do it, so therefore he is going to be hayav at least bedine shamayim. Comes the Gemara and says, yeah, because he paid them. At the end of the day, he paid them, so he made it easier for them to go and hasukhir. Pay them the money. So you made it easier for them to do it. Okay, so comes the Gemara and says, next case, he knows testimony for his friend, but he doesn't testify. So we said the case is talking about where he's only an Edehad. Edehad, what does an Edehad do? Edehad's only going to make Reuven swear, I don't owe the money. Okay, now, but you really caused Shimon a loss. Why? Because we understood what's going to happen. He's going to go to Beit Din, if he would have went to Beit Din. Rabotai, I know that Reuven owes money. Betty's going to say, well, we don't take money out of one witness, but we're going to make Reuven swear. Reuven's not going to swear, and he's going to pay the money. But you're not coming, you caused Shimon a loss, but you only got a ma. But there's a hadush in this case. Why? Who said, I didn't anticipate that this guy over here was going to pay the money. I thought, what? He'll swear falsely. Do I know it's 50-50? Maybe the guy will swear falsely, and therefore I didn't cause any loss to Reuven. Reuven didn't know any money. So he's a false witness, this guy. So he says, I didn't know that he's going to pay the money. I thought I'll come in, possibly he could have swore falsely, and therefore I didn't cause him any loss. Therefore, going in, that was not my intention, so to speak. You can't put me totally guilty because it's a case that can go either way. Kamash Maran, still, when the guy does pay, he is going to be hayav indeed bide shamayim. Good. Well, it depends. The point is, he can have his claim and say, it's not for sure what I did. I didn't cause a damage to Vadai. I'm only one witness. If two witnesses, it's not a question. Two witnesses, he has to pay. One witness, he could have got off and made a shivua. So I thought he was going to make a shivua. What do you want from me? No, still, when he decides to pay, and not make the shiva. Why? You caused that, and therefore you have to at least liable bidinye shamayim. Comes the Gemara says nifritza b'alayla. Back to the case of the Mishnah. Nifritza b'alayla. What's the case over here? Nifritza b'alayla. The animal broke out. Mishnah. The animal broke out at night and went and damaged. Our Mishnah's language was nifritza b'alayla patur. The owner is patur. We don't know the case yet. We'll see. Or parzua listim. Or what happened? Robbers came along and caused the animal to escape, and it went and damaged as a result. You're patur in that case as well. And that says amaraba vihu shehatra. What's the case over here? How did the animal get out at night? It was hoted. It dug underneath the ground and broke through the bottom of the fence underneath the ground and snuck out. That's the case we're going to be patur. Dashi hadit nam nifritza balala patur kigon shahatra b'mave pila kotel de anusu. Because that case over there, the owner is anus. When you want anus, you don't have to suspect that the animal is now going to be hoted underneath the ground and cause the fence to fall. What do you want from him? So Gemara says, hold it. Aval lo hatra mai. What do you want to say? But let's say the animal did it. Was not. Let's say the animal just broke through the wall straight. Just broke the fence down. What are you going to tell me? Hayav? Echidame. Ilim abekotel bari. If we're talking about a solid wall, kilo hatra amai hayav. Why should be hayav? My have we did the mi'abad. What do you want from me? I put a solid wall in front of the animal. So if it was a solid wall, so lecha'ora, he should never be hayav. Ela bekotel ra'uwa. Also, you want to tell me that the wall was talking about a weak wall? Ki hatra amai patur. Why is he going to be patur? Why? What's the she'ela? Tehilato b'fshi'a v'sofo be'onesu. Which means we have a general rule. The rule of Tehilato b'fshi'a v'sofo be'onesu. What is that rule over there? The guy put a kotel ra'uwa. Kotel ra'uwa means it's not even a shemina pechuta. Good. The shemina pechuta, it's a door. Okay. Shemina pechuta, we said, is enough. Okay, for shin. We're talking about a sheep. Sheep don't gore. So I'm putting a door that could stand in a normal wind, that would be normal. Okay. The guy didn't do that. He put kotel ra'uwa. It's a dilapidated door. It's nothing. Right? So you're telling me, in this case over here, for sure, if the animal broke the door, the die guy's hayav. You didn't do a shemira. Good. But the Gemara didn't say that. He said, oh, ve'u shahatra. Meaning, the animal didn't go via the dilapidated door. It dug underneath the ground. Oh, so really, you can't anticipate that. But we have a general rule. Tehilato b'fshi'a. You started off the owner of this sheep. You're a pushaya. What kind of shemira? You don't do a shemira. True, at the end, the way your animal damaged was through an onus. But if you hold that once already you're pushaya, even though at the end the animal escaped via onus through digging, you're hayav. So what is the rabbi coming and say? You patur. Why? According to the opinion that says, you should be hayav in that case as well. So the Gemara says, well, that is a machloket, by the way. Tehilah b'fshi'ah v'sofo be'ones. So the Gemara goes, Hani ha'alem ha'damar tehilato b'fshi'ah v'sofo be'ones patur. If you hold the court, the period says, Tehilah b'fshi'ah v'sofo be'ones patur. Good, that's what means for sha'atra. Ela l'mandamar tehilato b'fshi'ah v'sofo be'ones chayav, ma'ikale me'mar. Doesn't make any sense. Ela maditi be'kotel bari. I'll go back to the story. Really, we're talking about the guy put a solid wall up, bari. Correct, there's no pishia. Vafilu lo chatra. Therefore, you're patur in all cases. Even if he went through the wall, you're patur because you did not have to anticipate that the animal is going to break a solid wall. Therefore, you're going to be patur. Oh, vichi itmar de Rava, but Rava said, vehu shehatra. Rava's talking about an animal that's digging under the ground. What were you talking about, Rava? Oh, we misunderstood him. Asefa itmar. He was talking about another case, the sefa. What does it say in the end of Mishnah? Hiniha bechama. He left the animal in the sun. And you leave the animal in the sun, what happens? It causes the animal to go crazy. Okay? So therefore, what happens? The animal now is going to try to get out of this wall in front of it in any way possible. Almost after we don't understand it fully yet, we will see. שמסרה לחיירי שוטה וקטר, או יגב דיארה מתוח חיירי שוטה וקטר, ויעשתה וזיקה חייו. אמר הבא, here's the last statement now, אפילו חטרה, even if he broke through, underneath the ground. What's the case? לא מבעיה אחד ללא חטרה, דחולה בפשיעהו. Which means, for sure, if the animal broke through the wall, I don't care, even if it's a solid wall, you're going to be chayav. You know why? You left it in the sun, so the animal now is it's suffering. So therefore, if it broke through, v'dayir poshaya. The hadush is ela afidu hatran ameh. Even if it went out unconventionally, so maybe you could come along and say, hey, listen, although I was a poshaya, but at the end of the day, I'm honest now, because look how it went out. And therefore I should be put to his bottom of the way it came out was unconventional. Even when it breaks through and digs underground, you started off as a posheya, and you're still a posheya. You know why? My tamad amar le meda yadat kevan deshavakta b'chama. You knew, you have to anticipate that when you leave your animal in the sun, כל תצדקה דעית לה למעבד, any trick or strategy that the animal is going to use, עבדה ונפקה, is going to use in order to escape. And therefore, this guy over here is a posheya on all accounts. יתחילתו בפשיעה, וסבו בפשיעה. Because bottom line, you should have anticipated that from the beginning, that the animal is going to get out of here one way or another. So then you read the Mishnah now. Hinicha bechama hayav. So Rava comes along and says, Behu shehatra. Meaning, v'afilu hatra. No mebaya. Don't have to tell me when it broke through the wall. Okay, but die, you're poshe. We're leaving the animal in the sun. It went out the normal way. Even when he went out, not the normal way. You can come. You want to come down and say, I'm honest. Listen, I got off easy. You didn't get off easy. You should have known that the animal is going to, it'll fly over the roof also to get out of there when you leave it in the sun. Therefore, there's no such thing as honest in the case we leave the animal in the sun. Just let's go one more. Keta. Notziua listim, listim hayavim. Okay, we said in the Mishnah, robbers took the animal out. Notziua listim. So the robbers are chayav. Well, isn't that obvious? The Gemara says peshita. Of course. Why is it peshita? Kevan de afkuha kaimala bereshutayu lechol mili. We have a general rule, which we've discussed in previous shiurim. What makes a gazlan chayav when he, let's say, steals somebody's animal, and the animal now goes out and damages? He's not the owner of the animal. So you could always argue, it's not my animal that damaged. I'm a gazlan. So maybe we should always make the owner hayav. So what's the mechanics of how a gazlan is hayav on the damage of somebody else's animal? So the hiddush over here is that when a gazlan takes an animal, he takes possession. Something that's referred to as kinyane gezela, which to us sounds like a strange terminology. Kinyan by a gazlan? He's a gazlan, you're right. The kinyan that he makes is not to his benefit. The kinyan that he makes is to his detriment. Oh, you were kone, now you're a gazlan, but you have an ownership of such that you're going to be responsible now for the damages. So the Gemara was assuming like this. The guy has a field, he has a fence, everything's good. Robbers came in at night, took the animal. The animal subsequently went out and damaged, and the Mishnah's language is what? Hotziu al listim, listim hayavim. Pshita. It's hadush. I need a Mishnah to come and tell me that. Of course, it's koneh, but kinyan meshicha, however it was koneh the animal. Now whatever the animal does is credited to the gazlan. Pshita. Nasi. Look at the top line. Kevan de afkuha. Ika meshicha v'shinui deshut dehavi kinuya lechol mili. That's exactly what she's coming to tell me. You have the regular kinyane, meshicha. I removed it out of the domain. Yeah. Therefore, it's mine lechol mili, meaning to be hayav. So Yavara says, unless I can give you a way where he caused the animal to escape without making a kinyan. And then already I can tell you hadush. What's the case? Lo tzericha dekamula be'apa. What does that mean, Rashi? Shelo mashkuha. Didn't touch the animal. Right. Ela amdu befaneh lechol tzad. Shelo telech ana ve'ana. Ela lekama le'echol. He boxed it out. He stood this way, that way, this way, that way. So the animal had no choice but to go eat the damage, to eat the fruit or the stalks. So therefore, he didn't do it through a kinyan. He opened the fence and he put block, boxed the animal out. So Gemara says, Ki adam arav amar batam arav ha-ma'amid pe'mat chavero al-kamat chavero hayav. We have a statement. Person takes his friend's animal and stands it over stalks, and the animal subsequently eats, he's hayav. So Gemara says, ma'amid peshita, of course. If you ma'amid it, you're ma'amid gazlan. So Gemara says, lo tzericha dekam la be'apa. No, you didn't actually take the animal, you didn't hold it. Ela, what did you do? You stood in front of it, and therefore you caused it to eat. And the Hadush of the Mishnah is still, he's going to be Hayav, which means, over here, you did not make a Kinyan Gezerah. Over here, so what's the Hayuv over here? So Hayuv over here is, that they caused the animal to eat, and therefore, even though the animal does not belong to them, they're going to be Hayav. Yep, which is a chidush of the Mishnah. Even though it's not this, even though it's not their animal. So learning over, when it comes to the chayuv of shen, that's the discussion of shen. It ate somebody else's field. That's what it did. The chayuv of shen, the gazlan is chayav, even for directing the animal towards the eating. One more interpretation. Amar le Abayel Rav Yosef, Hekisha Amartlan. Philistim Named Hekishuha. I give you another case. Exactly. He didn't make a kinyan to Mashiach. You know what he did? He took a stick. He took the stick, he hit the animal. As a result, the animal walked out. Hekisha is considered as if he made a kinyan. So therefore, I'll tell you the regular case is talking about, he didn't make a kinyan. Not Mashiach, he didn't touch the animal. Hekisha, when you hit with a stick, that's considered if you made a mishika, therefore it's considered your animal, therefore all damages that it's going to cause, you're going to be hayav. So there's either two ways to learn the hadush of the Mishnah. If I took it out like b'yadayim, hadush, b'shita. Either kam la ba'apa, where he boxed it out and he caused the animal to eat, that's the hadush of the Mishnah. Even though he doesn't own the animal as a gazlan, but by causing it to eat and commit shin, the gazlan has to do the payments. The second pshat is no, he actually did make a kinyan, but not the regular kinyan of Mashiach. He did it with a stick. And causing the animal to move because he hit it with a stick is considered as if he made a Mashiach. Therefore, such a kinyan will make the gazlan hayav on all damages that are done by the sheep. The Gemara continues. Masra la ru'eh. Nichnas la ru'eh tahtav. So the Gemara Mishnah said, if the owner, we're assuming, gave the sheep to the shepherd to watch. So the shepherd takes the place. Nichnas ro'e tahtav. Amre, tahtav deman. Takes the place of who? Idem tahtav deman, behema. If you tell me he takes the place of the owner of the animal, which means the owner of the animal gave it to the ro'e. Now the ro'e is responsible. Tanina hadazim now, we learned it already. Masro le shomer hinnam, vile shoed, vile nose sacha, vile socher. If the owner of the animal gave his animal to be watched by a shomer hinnam, that's somebody that watches, he doesn't get paid. Or shoed is a borrower. Or nose sacha is somebody that watches and gets paid. Vile socher, or he rents. Either way, no matter who he gives it to, kulam nichnesu ta'ata ba'alim, they all enter responsibility under the Baalim, which means whoever you give it to, they're responsible for damage. So the Mishnah does not have to tell me that. If you gave it to the Ru'ay takes the place. We know that already. Ela tahtav de shomer. Oh, we're talking about over here where the owner gave it to a shomer, and a shomer gave it to another shomer. And the hadush is that the second shomer takes the responsibility from the first shomer. Was of a shomer, kama, iftale de gamre. And you're telling me what? That the first shomer is totally off the hook. Let it be a question against Rabbi Adam Rava. Shomer se masal le shomer hayav. No, the shomer first shomer is hayav. When I give it to a shomer, I'm giving it to you to watch. You give it to somebody else, you're responsible. So how can our Mishnah say misarol le roe nichnas tahtav? Nichnas roe tahtav. So we're saying what the roe goes and takes responsibility from the shomer. That's not so. According to Rava, the first shomer is in the chayav. The Gemara says, "Amar Rava, shomer shemasal shomer chayav." Amar Rava, "May misaron le'ro'eh le'barzileh." Oh, he gave it to his apprentice, which means the ro'eh has like an apprentice that he's teaching. The urcheh the ro'eh le'memsal le'barzileh. It's the normal derech for the Ru'eh to give it to his apprentice to teach him. So therefore it's accepted. So therefore when you give it to the apprentice, you cannot say, the owner cannot come along and say, well, I gave it to you, would you give it to somebody else to watch? No, it's accepted. Therefore, the Barzileh, the apprentice, takes the job, takes the responsibility. Yikada Amre, the Gemara approves this. So that's one version. So therefore Rava is not a question against our Mishnah, because I'll say that even though Rabbah says one shomer gives another shomer, the first shomer is chayav, our case is talking about where the shomer, the ro'eh, gave it to a barzileh, a apprentice, and therefore even Rabbah will agree that if you give it to the apprentice, it's the derech, the apprentice takes the responsibility. Ikad amre, some say differently. Mediketani masra le ro'eh. From the fact that Amishnah used the language, you gave it to a ro'eh, a shepherd, velo ketani masra le acher, and it didn't say that he gave it to somebody else. The Mishnah's language was, you gave it to a ro'eh, a shepherd. Shma' minah, my masra le ro'eh. What does ro'eh mean? Masar ro'eh le barzileh. Ro'eh means another shepherd like him, meaning the apprentice. I mean, they want to learn it from the Mishnah. And the fact that the Mishnah used the case of misarol le ro'eh, just say, you gave it to a different guy. No, ro'eh must mean somebody that's like him. Who's like him? The barzileh, the apprentice. The ro'eh, the ro'eh, the masar le barzileh. Aval acheh lo. But Masra from our Mishnah, that if you gave it to somebody else, then the first shomer is going to be Hayav. Lema Misaya Lil Rava. According to this, it's a proof to Rava, our Mishnah. Tamar Rava, Shomer Shemasala Shomer, Hayav. And therefore, our Mishnah is talking about a shomer that gave it away. Barzileh. Amre lo. Dilma Urhad Milta Ketani. Maybe our Mishnah just gave the common case that a shomer or Ro'e usually gives it to a Barzileh, avav, ruadin lachayv, ruadin if you gave it to another guy also. You have no ra'yah from our Mishnah, just because it says, misarol le'ro'eh, yeah, that's the normal case, where normally you give it to the apprentice, but lav davka. Maybe our Mishnah even means, if you gave it to a regular, another shomer, and still, the second shomer is going to be hayav, and the first guy is going to be off the hook. Therefore you have no ra'yah from our Mishnah per se, that it is like Rabbah. So basically you have two different versions over here. One version brings a question from our Mishnah against Rabbah, and the second version tries to bring a proof for Rabbah from our Mishnah, and the Gemara rejects it.